Fitzy and Whipper.
Good friend of the show. It was hard to watch last night because we hadn't spoken to Johnny Ruffo for quite a while. He was waiting on some very important news. His brain cancer had come back. He was waiting to see if it had gone down into his spine. And this was the moment when he found out the results.
Come on, you two. We're all nervous out here. Oh, man, it was so good. Great news.
Tell us.
The spine's all clear. And the tumour in the right frontal lobe and the brainstem, all stable, everything's great. I'm so happy. Like, I'm really happy. Yeah, oh, man.
It was great news. Beautiful. And he joins us to clarify a little bit more. Johnny Ruff.
Johnny!
Could have sounded a little happier.
No, you don't have to explain
to
anybody, mate. But can you tell us about the state? Because people... You were very, very happy that it was stable. It wasn't in your back. But what does that mean now that it's stable? Not in the clear, obviously, but what does it mean?
It just means that we have to now... I say we, Tani and I.
Yeah.
It's always a we thing.
Yeah.
Because she's been there for me.
How good
from day
is Tani?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She has
awesome.
Been incredible from day one.
You don't deserve her.
Well, probably right.
It took 45 seconds of sympathy to go to a sleep, didn't it?
You're probably right.
Yeah, even the way you were yelling at the bombers last night, mate. Yeah. It was like having a heart attack.
Every week.
Every week.
So what is that stable mean? So it hasn't grown at all?
No, it's stable, meaning it's... It hasn't grown, no, correct.
And, but are you still having treatment?
Yeah, I'm still having treatment to keep it stable and to make sure that it doesn't grow. And we have to have checkups every 3 months, MRIs and whatnot. But the fact that it's not spreading to any other areas is a huge
That's
bonus.
That's great news.
Incredible news, you know.
What a roller coaster, Johnny. I mean, you spoke about the emotion of going into remission, you know, and that being the greatest day of your life. And then you found out the news last November that, you know, had come back. But just to be brave enough to continue the fight, and you talk about the bad days, you just need that little thing to fight for, you know, and Tani's been a big part of that. But to have you sitting here now, you know, with this level of strength is amazing, mate.
Oh, thank you very much. But yeah, you do. You need to find these things, and no matter what it is, you know, just to... And I was saying to Tani last night, if the show can reach just one person, it's already a success for me.
Yeah, it's a win.
If it can help just one person, then that's a massive win.
Can you tell us about the seizure? Because you went into remission. Everything was going well. Like you said, you get your checkups every 3 months. But that first seizure... Well, I want to know what is it? Where were you? Was Tani near you? And then obviously you instantly think, what is going on? It's starting up again. But what actually happens in that situation?
I don't actually remember the first one.
Yeah.
But one of them, the one that I do remember, everything just froze.
Yes.
Like I froze up. I got locked jaw.
Yeah.
Right.
My jaw just locked.
So you couldn't talk?
No, my teeth were clenched.
Yes.
And I couldn't speak to her, so I couldn't communicate with
her. Where was she?
She was in the driver's seat. She was driving.
Driving, yes.
And I was in the passenger. Well, she wasn't actually driving, sorry.
Are you allowed to drive?
Now I am.
Oh, now you are.
Right. Yeah, I had to go X amount of months without any...
Seizures.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Which I've done now.
Yeah, right. So then are you trying to get her attention while you're doing this?
I wouldn't get a lift from me anywhere, though.
not a great driver?
No, I'm a great driver. I'm sorry. I'm a great driver.
So she had to help you in that situation?
Yeah, she called the ambulance immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had to... They sent two ambulances. Ambulances.
Yep. You know what? You spoke to us outside. Don't be afraid with this stuff. And I know you were watching the show last night and you were thinking back and you were saying, you know, I don't want to look confused. There's words that I know, but they just don't come to me in my head. And I said, I didn't want to look like an idiot last night on the show. You don't, mate. We all know what you're going through. It's fine to have these moments. You've got to feel more comfortable in that, especially around friends.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, friends understand more. It's just hard when I've always thought of myself as somewhat intelligent.
Yeah,
you are.
You are.
And it's a little bit of a struggle when you find yourself searching for words that you know.
You know that you know.
You know that you know.
No, yeah.
And I've spoken to other people that have brain cancer and are in similar situations, and they're like, man, I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's really difficult because you're trying to string a sentence together and you just, it really gets you down.
Yeah.
You're like,
I bet.
Yeah.
And some days are better than others?
Yeah, absolutely. You have up days and down days.
Yeah.
And you just got to learn to ride it, you know?
Do you panic every time you have a headache? Like, for a lot of people, a headache is a pretty common thing to have. That would be incredibly stressful for you to think beyond it just being a headache.
Yeah, I think these days, not so much. Initially, you're always on edge. You're like, oh, no, is it something else?
Mm-hmm.
Has it spread? Is, you know, you go, so many things go through your mind.
Mm.
Whereas these days, not so much, because you learn to deal with it and you can compartmentalize these different headaches. And it's never a headache that's bad enough to warrant going to see a specialist or a surgeon or an oncologist or something that.
Johnny, I remember the first time when the news broke and you came in for a chat, because we, you know, I think the first thing we'd learned was through that Instagram post of the staples on the head, and everyone went, oh my God, hang on a minute, this is extraordinary. And that was a very life-threatening situation that you're in. But I remember the first time you said to me, oh mate, I'm all right. The hardest part is mum. hardest part is mum panicking. How's she holding up?
Yeah, she's much better now.
Yeah.
I think even second time round, I think she struggled a fair bit.
Hmm.
You know, I'm her son.
Of course.
I don't have children myself, so I can't even imagine what it would be like for her, because you're just so helpless.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, even with Tani or my friends, you know, you're just so helpless. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. No. All you can do is just be there for support.
Yeah.
You were talking about Tani and having that seizure on her birthday as well. You actually, last night, this got me a bit emotional as well. You were talking about that moment.
It's hard. It's very hard to hear that she had to go through that and deal with that alone and not be there for her, because, you know, I'm supposed to be the man, supposed to be there for her and supposed to help deal with these things. And not being able to be there for her and stand by her side and support her is quite difficult.
How long have you been with Tani now? Oh,
a little while.
Don't Has your memory gone on that one?
Yeah. Well, the cancer and...
Yeah.
Around anniversary time it gets foggy, does it?
Several years now.
This is a personal question, but Like, I mean, this is the woman of your dreams.
Oh, look at his face. Leave him alone.
Would you ask her to marry you at some stage? Do you want to marry her?
At some stage, I would think so.
Yeah.
Can I structure the question differently? Johnny, right? Positive thinking is crucial. What does the next 10 years look like? In 10 years' time, what do you want to see?
I would like to think that I'd be married to Tani.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know about children.
Okay.
I think I'm too selfish to have children. I don't say that in a bad way. I just think I like my... I want to go to the...
There's nothing wrong with not having kids.
I want to go to the footy.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to organise a babysitter.
Do it.
I get it. Mate, I get it.
Yeah.
Big time.
That's life.
I want to do what I want to do.
I'm not. You know, I want to go away. Like, you know, if you've got a cat or a dog. No, I'm not comparing children to dogs.
Yeah, but you can leave them in a room, can't you, with a bag of food?
To be fair, that's exactly what I was doing. But then you go away on holiday and you go...
It's hard.
Damn cat. We have to find a
cat carer.
Yeah. Or what are they called?
I don't know.
Yeah, cattery.
A kennel.
What? A cattery.
Yeah, a cattery,
yeah. Cattery.
Isn't that where Geelong plays? Up at the cattery.
She's one win for the Bombers and you're full of lip, isn't it?
We're Johnny, all right, Sarah.
Johnny, can we talk though? Because one thing that has been taking your mind off things is recording again, which is awesome.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You've recorded this new song.
Yeah, I think for everyone, like anybody going through something that's this... Yeah, so here we go.
Yeah.
Looking for a word.
Take your time, mate. There's no hurry.
Oh, isn't there?
No.
Anybody who's going through something that's so life-changing and life-altering... Yeah. There it is.
Bang.
Much better. Altering's better than
changing.
I like
that. Yeah.
Life-altering.
Life-altering. I like it.
Is... I think they need to find something that keeps their mind occupied.
Yes.
And for me, that's
writing.
Music.
Yep.
You know, writing, it's an escape for me.
Yeah.
So I've spent my time in the studio and at home writing a piano and also puzzles. I love puzzles.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. So you've not just jigsaw puzzles.
You had your Back to the Future jigsaw puzzle. You're playing dominoes with Tani.
Yeah.
It's all going on here. But this song, can we talk about the song? What's the name of the song?
The song's called Let's Get Lost.
Let's Get Lost. And it sounded magnificent. We're about to play it in a minute. We're going to go to traffic in a minute and come back and play it.
Oh.
But so this is about... This was you dreaming of you and Tani just leaving everything and just hitting the road.
Pretty much. Yeah. Exactly that. It's beautiful. Just about getting lost, you know, like pack up the car and just get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, leave everything behind. Leave the drama, the troubles, the kids, the dog, the cat.
Yeah. It's not Mel B. It's not a song to Mel B called Get Lost.
No.
Oh, what everyone,
I didn't want to different. Say it.
It's what everyone yells.
It was actually going to be called Go Get Lost. Go Get Lost.
Brilliant.
We changed the title to it.
Yeah, sure. Cut a couple of words
out. How do you go recording? How is your voice? Like, do you have good days? Do you have bad days? How is it?
Yeah, it's up and down.
Yeah.
But, you just got to stick to it, keep at it, you know?
Yep. Do you know what? He said there's still payback as well because it's a tiebreak at the moment.
I need to do... We need to do, rather, Fitz, Whipper and I, a wrap-up of the week.
So you won the first one, did you?
Yes, I did.
And then I won the second one.
Well, you both stitched me up on the second one. No, because you played... The mess ups.
Yeah, maybe we threw a couple of stuff ups in.
You play the mistakes.
Let's have a decider. Will you come in for wrap up of the week?
I would love to.
Great. Can you
bring
Johnny Ruffo?
Bring Tani as well.
We want to see Tani in.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Can Tani rap?
Presents.
Yep. Outside of presents, could she rap music?
Let's Get Lost.
Maybe.
Well done. That was a great song, brother. Well done. Yeah, we did. We were listening to
Johnny Ruffo.
Love get you, out buddy. Go to the cattery. Off you go.
Thank you so much. Fitzy and Whipper.